Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, all week long, WBUR has been airing another special series, this one about math education called Solving Our Math Problem. It's about how math is taught in Massachusetts, how we think about it, and how we can get better at it. So here's the thing. I mean, it's all well and good to examine what's happening within the state, but we want to know how Massachusetts math education ranks against the best of the best. Every 4 years, there's a math and science assessment given around the world to more than 600,000 students. It's called the TIMSS, or Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, and it compares students country by country by age. So in 2015, 14-year-olds in the United States placed 10th. Not shabby. But ahead of us, number one, Singapore. Then, in this order, Korea, Taipei, Hong Kong, and Japan. We're detecting a trend here. So what is it that those countries are doing that we in the United States, and specifically in Massachusetts, are not? Well, joining us now with an answer is Ina Mullis. She is the executive director of the IEA's TIMSS and Pearls International Study Center, and she's a professor at Boston College as well. Professor Mullis, welcome to you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
This is absolutely fascinating. So get me straight to it. What specifically, let's take Singapore for an example, what is Singapore doing that consistently ranks them, if not at or near the top of math education in the world?
Interestingly enough, Singapore and Massachusetts are about the same size. So on one hand, Singapore is amazingly organized and coherent in their approach. For example, their curriculum, which is a very rigorous curriculum, algebra, variables in primary school up through linear equations, quadratic equations, trigonometry in eighth grade. They have a coordinated syllabus series, 12 years, from primary school through pre-university.
Okay.
Step to step.
So at the highest level, they're setting a curriculum that takes you from the equivalent of K through 12.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
then every school in Singapore follows the same math curriculum?
Okay. Yeah. Then they also work very diligently to train all of their teachers in the pedagogical approaches that are very effective in delivering this curriculum. So they talk about CPA, and that means that the students are given a concrete example of whatever the topic of the lesson is in a daily context.
Okay.
They then are given some kind of pictorial representation, and then that is followed by how this concept is abstract. And they're aided quite a bit with technology in their approach. They're on their fourth master plan for integrating technology into the curriculum.
So let me just jump in here. So, for example, instead of just telling a student, today we're going to learn why A squared plus B squared equals C squared, they would say, like, look outside, there's this tree, and the angle that the tree meets the sidewalk. That's a way to frame it. Okay. And then eventually they get to the abstraction part of it.
Yes.
Aided by technology. All right. And how does this differ from, I mean, math is taught in so many different ways in Massachusetts. I mean, how does this differ from what you see here?
Well, I think that back again to the systematic, coherent approach. So with each year that the students are in school and they're having this approach, they're developing a deep understanding of these concepts that makes the foundation for the next year.
I see.
And those teachers can count on what their students, you know, are coming to the class with at that year, and it proceeds on in fashion.
So you really are building from step to step to step. Okay. Yeah. And there isn't a variability in terms of how big the next step may be, or maybe in the following year you might get a teacher who, I mean,
no,
it just depends?
No, That's the other quite, I think for us, interesting and quite unusual almost. Teachers are one of the highest paid professions in Singapore. It's very difficult to get a job as a teacher. The starting salary is similar to doctors, lawyers. They can retire at age 50 on full pension. So it's very selective and very competitive to get to be a teacher. So they have, you know, very smart teachers who then contribute to also developing the pedagogical approaches that they use.
Okay, so I'm just to recap here, I'm seeing some key differences, though, between how Singapore does it and how the United States and also Massachusetts does it. One is this coherent year-by-year curriculum that all Singaporean schools follow for mathematics. So you really are, no matter where you go, you're building from year to year to year. Yeah. The other is this this idea of the CPA approach, mm-hmm. the concrete, pictorial, and then abstraction for any mathematical concept.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, and then the third is you were saying that teachers were, the whole profession is viewed differently in Singapore, and also they get the training on how to actually teach this stuff in the classroom.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So really interesting. But I'm coming back to what you said a little earlier, that Singapore also happens to be the same size as Massachusetts. So is anything that they're doing there, can we import it here? I mean, I know that in the United States, also in Massachusetts, anytime there's a top-down set of curriculum or guidance, there's a lot of pushback to that, obviously. We could spend a lot of time talking about that. But what could we import anything that Singapore is doing?
Well, in a way, I think Massachusetts has imported the idea of a good, rigorous curriculum. Massachusetts is one of the top-performing states in the United States.
Yeah, but I always want us to do better.
Well, sure. But then when it comes to the next set of the teachers and the quality of the teachers, and I'm in a teacher education department at Boston College, and we're proud of our work, but our teachers who are preparing for the future, they're preparing for a future that's very different from place to place to place, even within Massachusetts, depending, you know, where they would go and the type of students they would have, what their students would know. And they have the training that they have, and then there's much less follow-through, I would say, in terms of helping teachers keep up. I know most of the East Asian countries have quite focused pedagogical training for teachers. They can come, they can learn how to teach the curriculum, but it's the same one,
right,
of course.
Right. You know, yes, I should note, Massachusetts does well, obviously, but as I said, I'm always like, how can we do better? But just as a point of fact, and help me be sure that I have this right. I mean, when the state sets standards, right? But how much input does the state have on the actual curriculum that's taught in classrooms?
Oh, it has quite a bit of input.
I mean, is it as much, though, as what you were describing Singapore does?
Well, I don't think it's... There's curriculum guidelines. It may not be as supported, shall we say, as in curriculum, where you have the pedagogical training, you have the technological advances that are also to support those pedagogical approaches so that it's all one uniform thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes things a lot less complicated when you have a more uniform focus, I think.
Right. So last quick question. I mean, if you you probably have talked to him many times, but if you had a chance to suggest to Mitchell Chester, you know, he's the commissioner of K-12 education, what's the one thing that you would suggest to him that we try to do here that's practical that we could to push Massachusetts forward in math education?
I don't know if it's possible or not, but I would think and I know there's efforts about professional development, but I think more help in how to conduct effective teaching for teachers that wanted it would be a good step.
Well, Ina Mullis is the executive director of the IEA's TIMS and PEARLS International Study Center. She's also a professor at Boston College. Professor Mullis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
By the way, we have a link to the entirety of WBUR's special series, Solving Our Math Problem. That link is at radioboston.org. Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.